Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph. We were discussing until now the story of the Navi. Navi who went to prophesy against Yeravam that he's going to be punished for what he had done by engaging in idol worship. Hashem told him, once you deliver your Nevuah, you're not allowed to walk back the same path you came on. You're not allowed to eat in that city. So now, there was this Navi Sheker who heard about this whole story from his sons, from his children. And he goes ahead and he approaches this Navi. The Navi already left. He left Beisel. And he approaches this Navi and he tells him, oh, Hashem appeared to me and he told me that I should approach you and bring you over to my house and feed you.
So this was a Navi Sheker.
It was a Navi Sheker, yes. However, we're going to see right now in the next few psukim how he was able to convince this Navi, this real Navi, that in fact Hashem gave this Navi Sheker a real Nevuah. So let's see what he says. V'Navi Yechad Zakin, we're going to continue from here. So we can start from the beginning of a part. V'Navi Yechad Zakin Yeshem B'Vesel V'Yavu B'Noi V'Yisar B'Lai Tzchol HaMais HaShar Asa Yishol Likim Hayim B'Vesel. This is the verb Shar Dibar L'Melech V'Yisar B'Lai V'Yim. Right, so first one son came along, told him a story, and then the other children came over and repeated the story. They filled in all the details. Which way did this Navi go? Right, so they showed him which way he went.
Amen. I don't see that there.
It's the next pasuk.
Between the lines.
Yeah, between the lines. Exactly.
What? Don't explain that or a terebrant. What's a terebrant?
It's a kind of tree.
A tree.
Huh?
Tree.
Kind of tree. Yeah. Vayamar el banav.
Ela. Terebrant. Whatever that is. Okay.
Right, so they prepare the donkey and he goes riding on the donkey. He finds this Navi sitting under the terebrant, right? It's under this tree. Are you in fact the Navi that came from Yehuda? And he says, in fact, I am the one. He's inviting him to eat bread at his home. I will not come back with you. I will not eat bread or drink water in this place. Now notice the wording of the pasuk. It doesn't say, oh, Hashem told me not to eat bread or not to drink water or not to come back. It says, Dvar Hashem. Dvar Hashem sounds like a very general message from Hashem. Right? It was just, Hashem just told me, right? I got this message from Hashem not to eat or not to go back the same way. Right? Now, this Navi is very specific. He says, Lo yitoich alechem. Don't eat bread, don't drink water. Don't go back the same way you walked in. The same way you walked in. Meaning there's two ways of understanding the tzivui of Hashem. One way of understanding it is that you cannot eat a meal over there in that city. But once you left the city, then no problem. Mm-hmm. Then you can eat the meal. Right? And regarding the part of walking back the same way, it says, don't go back the same way that you came in. Meaning it can mean one of two options. Either once you left the city, you have to leave a different way. But once you left, you can walk any way you want, right? You can go back. You can, you know, if you lost something, right? Or meaning, you never travel back, you have to walk all the way back to your house, right? Not veer off at any point to go anywhere else, right? So it's either you have to leave first, and once you leave, you're a free agent, or you have to go all the way back the same way, a different way, right? All the way back to Yehuda. So the Navi is telling the Zakein, the Navi Sheker, that he understood Hashem's tzivui to be very specific. Don't eat any meal, right, until I tell you, until I tell you you're allowed to eat. And secondly, don't go back the same way you came, meaning not just to leave the city. You have to go all the way back to Yehuda in a different way. Don't veer off at any point. But the Navi Sheker is taking advantage of this hidden knowledge that he had. Why? Because when his children came over and told the Navi Sheker what had happened, they told him exactly what the Navi said. Right? And therefore, he understood that the Navi didn't know exactly what Hashem commanded. Right? Hashem just gave him a general tzivui. So the Navi is being extra machmir. Right? He's saying, oh, Hashem told me not to eat anything until he allows me, and also to walk all the way back to Yehuda. And now the Navi Baal is coming to take advantage of the secret knowledge, and he's going to say, no. Hashem wasn't very specific. And Hashem now appeared to me, and he told me that what he really meant was the second way. Right? Not l'chumra, rather l'kula. Right? And all you got to do is leave the city a different way. Once you left, you're on your own. And you can also eat as long as you don't eat at that city. Right? So now the Navi is going to take advantage of this. I'm a Navi just like you. Right?
Why did he do that?
He got to see what happens.
What did he want to gain from this?
See, he was an Avi Sheker, right?
Yeah.
Naturally. So he was naturally the arch enemy of the Sriel Navi. Now, they were natural enemies. So therefore he's trying to take advantage of him and get him killed knowingly. He's knowingly gonna get him killed because he knows that once he does not listen to Hashem. Yeah, he wants to get rid of him. Because they're arch enemies.
And the Navi doesn't know that.
He doesn't know that. Mm. He thinks, because again, remember, the Navi Sheker took advantage of this hidden knowledge that he had. Right? That he was an old man. He wasn't at the actual nevuah that this Navi prophesied to Yeravam. So Yeravam didn't see him there.
And he got it from his kids.
Right, he got it from his kids. But this Navi didn't know. Right? He thought, oh my gosh, he knows. Right? He knows all this information about him. He knows that Hashem didn't specify. Right? And that Hashem left his statement wide open. And he's now telling me, oh no, Hashem didn't tell you exactly what to do. And I'm telling you, I got a second nevuah from Hashem. That once you leave the city, you're allowed to eat.
All right. That's what he said. What did he gain by this?
By getting this Navi Emes killed. That's what he wanted.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Because he just didn't like him, or he didn't like the Nevuah?
No, nothing particular towards the Nevuah. Just he didn't like him. He didn't like him as a Navi. He wanted to get rid of all the real Navim.
All right.
Yeah. So now, Yeah, so he's basically trying to convince him that he's a real Navi, and that he got a prophecy as well. Now, there are two questions over here. First of all, why wasn't this Navi punished? This Navi Sheker. Right? We see that he's directly convincing and tricking, fooling this real Navi, and the real Navi ends up getting killed, and this Navi Sheker walks off scot-free.
Well, actually, he wanted to say to him, what you told him before this here is not right. There's a nevuah that he won't be king, that's wrong. That's what was behind what he's trying to do?
Not necessarily. Because we're going to see that the fact that he ended up getting killed was a proof that his nevuah was real. Because part of his nevuah was not to eat and not to drink. Because Yeravim, remember, Yeravim invited him to his house. And he said, no, Hashem told me not to eat and not to drink. And then everyone found out, oh, he ate and he drank, and therefore he got killed. So clearly the other part of his nevuah, regarding Yeravim being punished, that's also true. It must be true. Right? Because this Navi obviously was punished for not keeping the nevuah. Right, so it actually accomplished quite the opposite. Right, it didn't convince people that the nevuah was not real, rather convinced people that the nevuah was real. Right. So that's one question. Why was this Navi Sheker not punished? We don't find anywhere that he was punished in any
because
way.
Because you don't. If you're a tzaddik, you got to be very careful of what you do. Mm-hmm. Someone else might see, you know, you're doing something wrong, so you get punished. A Russia, yeah, I'm going to do it. Lightning's not going to strike me, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it works. When a tzaddik, got to be very, very careful. If I see a tzaddik doing something, gee whiz, he's no tzaddik. I wouldn't do a thing like that. But I see an ordinary person doing something, doesn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get punished because that's my way of thinking.
So you're saying there's a difference between someone who knows and chooses not to care, chooses not to care, and someone who doesn't know.
Could be punished right away because he knew he did something wrong.
Right.
And when the real Navi knew that God doesn't go change his mind. Hashem doesn't go change his mind. He say, hey, I'm going to bring a marble on the world. People are bad. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
If the people could do tshuva, hey, then there's not going to be any. You know.
I hear.
If you do something wrong, you say, she was, you know, I shouldn't have done that. If I do something, I ate a little schnickel chaza. I didn't eat much, you know.
I just
tasted it. You know, I took the piece of chaza, I put it in my mouth just to get the taste, and I spit it out. It didn't go down. No, it's a difference if it goes down or you're just getting a taste. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, no, there is a difference, for sure. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that you're allowed to taste it, you know. Let me just take a little taste of that chaser, you know. I mean, Miller said it's okay.
I didn't do it, but...
Uh-oh. Being recorded, so I better be careful.
So is it that the punishment is reserved for Olam Haba? Is that what's going on here?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll have to answer that. But that I just want to keep that question in mind, right?
It seems
very odd.
That he wanted to claim what the Navi told you before is wrong.
Wrong.
And don't worry about it. You'll be the king, and that's not going to happen.
Which Navi? Talking about the real Navi?
The Navu is not going to happen because whatever he told you was wrong because he did this wrong thing. That was wrong too. It seems to me he's trying to uproot that tell them not to worry. The king is not going to be split. There's not going to be anything else. Otherwise, what is he telling me? A story? He came to his house. He didn't eat anything. Who cares? What's the bottom line of what he did? Why he came? He gave him a nevuah. Like what we learned, that after a while, the kingdom was gonzo. Now he's afraid that it's right. Okay? Now, but he meets this guy here, and it seems to me he wants to disapprove what he told him, and the king shouldn't be worried about it. Otherwise, what is this Hori here for? He came there, he ate there, he didn't eat there, and he got punished for eating there. What has it got to do with the Jewish people?
Okay, you're right. We're going to see. We're going to see exactly
how... There's got to be a reason he put the story in here. I came up with a thing I told him when we left last time. We have a rule. When you're doing tshuva, right, and everything else, if you slighted somebody else, you can't ask God to forgive you until you get permission from the guy who that you did something wrong with.
Right.
He has to forgive you. That's okay? That's why before, when we learned last week, when he took his hand and he wanted to grab the Navi, and it stuck there, right?
Right.
Now, who did he want to hurt? He didn't want to hurt God. He wanted to hurt the Navi.
Right.
That's why he told the Navi to pray for him, and he didn't pray for himself because it wouldn't help, because you have to get permission from the one
that you... You have to get mechila, from the person you hurt, yeah. Right? That's true. That's a good point.
That's exactly why he didn't pray for himself. It wouldn't help. He wanted to hurt him. He has to get from this guy, say, okay, I forgive you. Then Hashem will be able to help you.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, very good.
All right.
Very good.
Next.
Okay, so let's see what happens. So that's one question. The second question is, why was the real Navi punished? He had no idea, right? Hashem was very vague in his, he was very vague. He wasn't specific. So now he has another Navi who's telling him that he's a real Navi, and he tricked him, right? Okay, he took advantage of the knowledge that he had, and he tricked him, right? So why is he punished? It's not like he deliberately went against the will of Hashem. Okay, he made a mistake. Yeah, okay, maybe he made a little mistake. Maybe he should have investigated a little bit more, right? Maybe he should have done a little bit more background research. But at the end of the day, he made a mistake, right? It's not like he directly went against the will of Hashem. And right away, boom, he's punished.
Well, because he's not even supposed to listen to this guy. When you get
How is he supposed to know? He told him that he's a Navi, just like you.
When Hashem talks to you personally, nobody else can come and say, Hashem didn't mean that. You don't believe the person.
When Hashem tells you one thing,
talk to you, that's it.
He doesn't tell you
something. No matter what
else.
The other guy's going to do. If you got it straight from Hashem, he wasn't supposed to listen to him. That's all.
Very good, very good. So that's exactly what the Malbim says.
Yeah.
The Malbim answers... Oh, you sat over there. Okay. Oh, you cheated. Oh, yeah. Nice. Right, so the Malbim answers, Malbim says that once Hashem gives you a tzivoy, a commandment, no one else can undo it. And that's why, for example, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, if a Navi comes along and says, from now on, you're allowed to do Avodah Zarah. Right? What's Allah? You're not allowed to believe him. Why? No. Because the first two commandments we heard from where? From Hashem directly.
Right.
From Hashem himself.
Right.
Right? So once Hashem himself tells us, no one else, no other Navi, I don't care if he's a Navi MS, I don't care if Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and tells us you're allowed to do Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to believe him. Why? Because once Hashem, exactly what you said, because Hashem once Hashem tells you something, you're not allowed to believe anybody else. It has to be Hashem himself that's going to annul his first initial commandment. Okay? That's one answer. There's another answer, and we'll see that. We'll see the second one soon. What were you going to say?
What?
You're going to say something? No?
No.
Okay, let's continue. Pasuk Yates. V'yashav itoi v'yachalech m'veisei v'yishmai. So he comes along, he goes into his house, he eats bread, he drinks water. V'yem yeshvim el ha-shulchan. Right? As they're sitting at the table. V'yidvar Hashem el ha-novi asher ha-yishivoi. Hashem appears to who? What does Hashem appear to?
The real Navi.
Nope.
No, I know. He came to the
Navi that returned
the Shek,
him.
All right. Yeah.
The Navi Asher HaShivai. The Navi who brought him back.
Yeah.
Meaning the Navi Sheker. Right? So we've got here a Navi Sheker who is receiving a prophecy from Hashem for the first time in his life. What's going on over here? Why?
He became a real Navi at that point.
Well, first of all, he's doing the wrong thing. He's fooling. He's convincing the Navi Hashem, yeah. The Navi Emes,
right.
To go against Hashem. And what happens to him as a reward? He gets a real Nevuah. What's going on? What's Pshat? Why is he getting a Nevuah?
You come to yourselves, right? Just come home, I'll feed you, everything come in, and all of a sudden, in the middle of you're having a good time, he tells you this. He says, you know what Hashem told me? You're up the creek. How could you? That's why you took him over there, to give him the bad news. He's coming there, and he's eating, he's having a good time, and all of a sudden, the host, who says, come to my house and eat everything, and it'll be fine. He's telling you that Hashem just told him, you're
right.
Finished.
Yeah, go can on. You imagine?
How would you feel? What did I tell
you? Not so good. So there's a few answers to this. First of all, the Malbim answers, he says that the reason why it's important that the Navi Sheker receives the Nevuah, not the Navi Emes, is why. Because what's about to happen to the Navi Emes?
He's going to get killed.
He's about to get killed, exactly. So if the Nevuah comes to him, no one's going to ever know about it. No one's going to know what happened, why it happened. He's just going to die and that's it. Right? No headline. Right? That's not good for business.
He wasn't going to tell anybody. If he got the Nevuah that he was gone...
Right.
He wasn't going to brag about it.
Right, of course. And then he's going to get killed, and it'll be over.
He wasn't going to announce it.
Right. So, that's one answer. The Rabbah has another Malach over here, which we're going to see in a second. The Radak answers, he says that because he disobeyed the word of Hashem by eating and drinking, as a punishment, the Nevuah did not come to him, rather it came to the Navi Sheker. Right, now Chazal say, we learn from this, how powerful Ru Kama G'dayla L'Gimo, how powerful a drink, how powerful having food is. Shemarcheket es HaKrovim, Mekareves es HaRachokim. Right, it makes the people who are distant brings them closer, and the people who are close it brings them further. Umash Shechina al Nevi'a Ba'al. Right, and not only that, but it has the ability to bring Shechina to Nevi'a Ba'al, to a false Navi. Look how powerful eating and drinking is. That's one of the things we learn from here.
What was he drinking?
It says he was just drinking water.
Well,
maybe they're drinking
white
something
lightning.
Stronger.
That's what he was drinking.
Yeah, Alak. Yeah. Or vodka. If Arkady was here, yeah. Arkady would probably say vodka. And in any case, so now he's delivering the bad news. Vayikra Elisha Lakim, Shabam Yehuda Lemar, Koyamar Hashem, Yan, Kimarisa Pi Hashem, Leishamarta, Samitza, Shartifcha, Hashem, Lekecha. Right, because you did not listen to Hashem, Atosha, Vatoicha Lechem, Vatishmaim, Vamakam, Shardibar Lecha, Altoicha Lechem, Vatishmaim. You ate bread and drank water in the place that Hashem told you not to. Your punishment will be, you will not be buried in the burying place of your fathers. Right? Now what happens? Well, what happens? He doesn't stop eating. Right? Unbelievable. He continues eating and drinking right after he received the terrible news that he's going to be punished severely for this.
He will die with an empty stomach.
Yeah. Listen, if I'm already dying, I might as well have a good time, right? You know, I might as well finish my meal.
The last meal.
Right? Yeah, the last meal. Maybe this is the source for the last meal. Right? And then he takes the chamor of the Navi, Shara Shivai. Now, the Rabbi Gavir explains that he has two different answer. He says the reason why he was not punished. The reason why the Navi Asheker was punished, even though he had no idea he was being tricked, right? So why was he punished? So the Ravag explains that there's a difference between two different types of nevuah. Take, for instance, the nevuah of Hashem appearing to Avram to sacrifice his son. Right? He tells him, go sacrifice your son. Right? Halel lo'oilo.
Bring him up.
Bring him up, exactly. So that kind of nevuah could be interpreted in a different way.
Yeah.
Right?
Just bring him up.
Yeah, just bring him up.
Bring him up, right? That's okay. You don't have to kill him.
Exactly. So when Hashem appears to him a second time and says, oh no, you don't have to kill him, that does not necessarily contradict the first nevuah. Right? However, in this case, when Hashem told him not to eat bread and not to drink water, there's no way of interpreting that differently.
That's a great,
right? It's very clear cut. Either you can or you can't. Right. Finish. Right. I told you, you cannot. So no matter who tells you what, no matter if anybody comes along and tells you that you're allowed to, it doesn't make a difference. Right? So that's why the Navi was punished. He should have known this. Right? Hashem told him not to. So if someone else comes and tells you exactly the opposite, there's no room for interpretation, then you are held responsible for believing him. Now, how about the other question? And he answers the question why there was this Shechina was shared on this Navi Sheker. The reason being is it's very similar to Hashem appearing to Bilam. Right? That's the only other time we find anything similar. Yeah. Hashem appears to Bilam, right? For what? For the honor of Bnei Israel. Yeah? So even though Bilam was not necessarily a prophet, he was only a Kaisem. He was only Kaisem means some kind of wizard of some sort.
Magician?
I don't know if a magician, a wizard, but but Hashem only appeared to Bilam for the honor of Bnei Israel. That's what he says, and that's why over here Hashem appeared to the Navi Sheker as a midah keneged midah. Right? The Mida Keneged Mida was that because you believed what you were not supposed to believe, right, that's why I'm going to make you hear the Nevuah, your punishment, from a Navi Sheker. Right? As a punishment. Meaning that's part of the punishment. The fact that you believed, the fact you're being punished came to you through the Navi Sheker. Yeah, that was part of the punishment. Okay, we'll stop here because it's time for Marav, and we'll continue next week. We'll find out what exactly happened to this Navi Emes.
Like I asked you, what is the point of this story? What has it got to do with before?